So you've just settled in Australia, maybe you've moved here from overseas. What now? How happy are you? How's your life? Is this a great place to live? Do you have concerns? Do you have particular concerns that you have only because you've moved here from overseas? There's some research that looks at this specifically. It's out today. The results seem a bit mixed. This is Australia's largest study of social cohesion. 23,000 would be enormous. 2,300 migrants who arrived in Australia between 2000 and 2010. They were surveyed on their attitudes to immigration, cultural diversity and life in Australia. And joining me now is the research professor from the Faculty of Arts at Monash University, the lead researcher in this study indeed, Professor Andrew Marcus. Welcome back to the program, Andrew.
Thank you. Thank you, Walid.
It's been reported today as migrants coming to Australia feeling as though they face particularly high levels of discrimination and racism, although I suspect it's a much more complicated picture than that. There's a level of optimism here.
There is. I think we should always start with the recognition that migration is very difficult. It's very difficult resettling in a new country, whether you've got some familiarity with the culture or you don't. So it's always going to be difficult. And the good news is that we're getting high levels of people saying, yep, they're satisfied with their life in Australia. Maybe problems, but they're satisfied. We're talking about 80% of people saying that.
Does it matter where they're coming from?
When it comes to life satisfaction, there isn't such a huge difference. It's pretty much, I'm not saying it's 80%, but it's in that 70%+ range. So it's very positive.
And when we're saying they're satisfied, does this owe itself mainly to, say, economic circumstances, the fact they might have more opportunity here than wherever it is they've come from?
It's partly economic, but there's also indication that it's an appreciation of the Australian way of life, whatever that may mean. And people do highlight the freedoms in this country, the democracy, living in a clean environment. Others rank the beauty of the country. So there's a whole range of attributes beyond the simply economic.
So what are they concerned about? There's been a lot of negativity in some of the reporting today. What are those concerns?
I think it's a reality of the media that if you say racism in Australia, you get people's attention. It's not something that we particularly highlighted in the survey because it's quite a comprehensive survey with 65 questions. Nonetheless, there's some strong findings on discrimination. When we ask people, have you experienced discrimination over the last 12 months on the basis of your skin colour, ethnic background or religion, we found that amongst immigrants from Asian countries, more than 40% said yes, and compare that with 12% from people from England. So there's clearly a big differentiation occurring on that score between people who come from a traditional source country such as England and immigrants from the Asian region.
Well, unless you're considering New Zealand, because it seemed that a lot of the respondents from New Zealand had very particular concerns.
So New Zealand it's a big issue, and I don't know if people generally recognise what the issue is. If you have a New Zealand passport, you can arrive at Melbourne, Sydney, an Australian destination and be given residence in Australia just on the basis of your citizenship. But you don't gain full entitlements. For example, a teenager coming with their parents can go to Australian schools, but if they want to go to university, they're unlikely to be eligible for a student loan, which of course is a major obstacle. So that issue of New Zealanders coming to Australia and suffering disadvantages, even though they're paying taxes and contributing to the community, it's a big issue. And when we ask New Zealanders about whether they identify as an Australian, you get the lowest number, about 40% saying, yes, we identify as an Australian.
As compared to people from other parts of the world, particularly, say, the subcontinent, who identify more as Australians.
That's right. It's a very interesting finding that people who come from, say, India, which may well mean, you know, given the skill entry requirements, that they're university educated. They speak English almost, or perhaps exactly a native fluency level. They understand, you know, the political institutions and the culture and the cricket in this country. So they've got immediate touch points and reference points. They have very high levels of identification, higher, for example, than immigrants from Europe.
Right. Notwithstanding that they do experience discrimination and racism and they report that, it's not just about race, it's obviously about relative standing within the community and access to rights, and it's a very complex picture. So we can only scratch the surface, Andrew, but thank you very much for the context.
Thank you.
Professor Andrew Marcus, Research Professor in the Faculty of Arts at Monash University, lead researcher of that study.